we're going to study the Me'ash Shilach on Yisrael on the Aseres HaDibros, specifically on the first of the Aseres HaDibros and the second, Anochi and Lo Yilcha. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Ishbitza takes the name of Hashem, the name of Hashem, Hashem Elokecha, and says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, presenting in the world and identifying himself to Klal Yisrael as Hashem Elokecha, is meant to tell us that there is yet more we are able to know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more we're able to understand than he will teach us at Sinai, than Moshe will teach us in Torah Shebal B'chsav and Torah Shebal Peh. And that's all merubens in the word Anoichi. The idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you have to know who I am. You have to know what I am. And now, all that you are witnessing, the miracle at Matan Torah, and then what Moshe will teach you, all of it, is just a glimpse. And that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to look at him. He wants us to know him and understand him better, and to see that which he has begun to show us and to teach us as just a glimpse. It's just the beginning. So therefore, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha v'loi ne'emar ani. Ki ilu hayaksiv ani, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have said ani, hayamashma shegila oz HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYisrael es kol oidoi b'shlemus. Ani is the word that means I am, and I am something you will see and know. I am, see, watch, and comprehend. Ani would imply everything is there for you to see and understand. B'shlemus. V'lo yuchlu achakach lahamik b'dvarav. That would imply that there's no more to inspect, no more to research, there's no more depth to uncover, which of course is not true. But it would be implied if Hashem would have said, Ani. It would imply, V'lo yuchlu achakach lahamik b'dvarav ki kvar gila hakol. Because when you say that a person is, and he's talking about himself, the person says, Ani. It is I. Ani is the definitive description of the entire person when he or she is speaking.
It's a total revelation.
Total revelation, and the people would have had nothing else to find out, nothing else to discover, which is just not true. It's totally not true. The Rabbeinu Shalaylam's Torah is endless. The truth is eternal, as is HaKadosh Baruch Hu eternal. So then, therefore, that means that as much as we are going to know and come to understand, tomorrow we will realize that we are still relatively in the dark, as he's going to explain. This is all in the word Anoichi. And he explains why. Ach HaChof, the Chof of Anoichi, as opposed to Ani, Meira, it shows and it expresses Sheino B'Shleimus. Now what you see, the I, the Anoichi that I'm talking about, that you're able to comprehend, that I'm going to allow you to comprehend, is not the complete Ani. V'rak Dmus V'Dimyon. Because what is a Chaf? Chaf is a Chaf HaDimyon. Ke. The Chaf HaDimyon is in the middle of the word I, because what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying is you will have a glimpse of what I am. You will have a smidgen of understanding. You'll have the most tertiary, you'll have a, let us say, very tentative sense of something that I say, but there's so much more. To everything and anything I do and say, then you'll be able to comprehend. But you'll spend your lifetime discovering more and more and more. So he says, Achachof Meirish Eina B'Shlemus V'rak Dmus V'Dimyon. It's an image of, it's a reflection of how much more there is. V'Dimyon Hu L'Ha'ar She'Yigala HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Asid. It's a reflection of, and it has a similarity to, it has just a little bit of the taste and flavor of all of that which will later be revealed, Lasid Lavai, when Tzaddikim are in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam and are privy to his glory and able to share in that glory and able to associate with that glory, that's when it won't be with such a Chaf HaDimyon. There'll be more of the Ani aspect, and we'll be aware of it, and we'll understand it. The more the person has more understanding and a deeper understanding of any issue in Torah, any Dvar Torah, any Blat Gemara, a mitzvah, and the Ritzayin Habayri becomes a little more clear, a little more understood, more profoundly grasped by a person. Until now, the person was in the dark of this aspect. That's what night and day are all about. And that's really part of what we say in our davening. And why we look forward to the yom. Because we look at night and say, ah, how much I did, how much I accomplished, how much I came to understand about you, the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tremendous. But now, night reminds me that I'm still in the dark. I'm still really in the Laila of understanding. Hayom haynu shehashem yisbarach peseach shari hachochma la'adam. Day represents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens the gates of wisdom to a human being. Yigata matzos atamin. You're able to study, you're able to learn. No, you'll find out a lot. And yet, at the end of the day, v'halayla, there's a night. Haynu shelo yadam ha'adam. A person should never imagine. A person shouldn't think, fool himself and say, shehisig hakol b'shleimus. I got it. I know that Blat Gemara. I know that sugya. I know that mitzvah. I understand exactly what the Ritzayin HaBayri is. I know why we do it, the way we do it, and what it accomplishes in all the Welten and all the worlds. Come on. Kol ma shehisig. All that you've been able to comprehend, everything that you've achieved, if you can apprehend the will of God somewhat, hukilayla neged hayoyim haboachrov. It's still only as much as just darkness. It's still so much darkness. You're still in the dark compared to the light that yet will be revealed, that you will yet be able to discover. V'chayin la'olam. And this is eternal. So this is, a person's life is always constantly growing, growing, understanding more, growing, understanding more. And that way becoming more and more involved with the Ribbono Shel Olam, having das of the Ribbono Shel Olam more and more and more. It's all really night compared to the day and the light that will be made to shine and understanding that will come to us and in the world to come. Now here, this Ais Dalad tells us to look at the Beis Yaakov, which is the son of the Meah Shaleach. And in the Beis Yaakov, which was really written by the family after Reb Yaakov, and they say here that the Chaf HaDimyon of Anochi is an expression of how we can, in a certain sense, be with and have a sense of partnership with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's why it's a Chaf HaDimyon. In other words, that the Chaf in the Anoichi is HaKadosh Baruch Hu extending himself to us so we can be with him and understand him. It's not contradicting what the Maher Shulchan is saying. It's the other side of the coin. Because the fact that a person is able to have any comprehension at all into a mitzvah and into Torah, meaning he can have some insight into the Ritzayin HaBayre, wow! That means the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not an entirely and completely unfathomable, impossibly and incomprehensibly distant, detached entity. No, we're very attached. We're very attached. As much as we are attached, we're a speck on the body of an infinite, great Almighty, but we're attached. And that attachment is expressed with the chaf of Anoichi. Ani would mean we have no relationship with him whatsoever. He is what we cannot comprehend and what we cannot grasp at all. But Anoichi says, in the words of the Beis Yaakov, Hachof meire sha'ad heichon sha'ata poine atzmucha li, kimoi kein ani sheire b'cho. You try to reach me, I will be with you. You'll have some grasp of, some apprehension of, you'll be able to apprehend and understand a little bit of what it is that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kama shekasuv, im tidrashenu yimotze. Divrei Yom Malv, Perek Chav Ches. Ba'asher hu omel ki hachof me'anoichi meire shekol Pam she Yisrael mekayimin hamitzvus hasei tefillin tzitzis Pesach Shabbos Sukkah yiyashchina shayra b'soicham. You do a mitzvah, I come to you, I'm with you. So that you come to me, I come to you. And that's the anoichi, that's the chaf which is a way of attaching to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he says that every time you do a mitzvah and you're coming and, so to speak, attaching yourself to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he says, so then the Shechina will be shayra b'soicham v'hakedusha yiyya mechudash k'mei b'shas matan Torah. L'ho'ir li'boisam k'mei b'har Sinai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he says anoichi, is saying, I want you to come close to me. I want you to constantly come close to me. And when you do a mitzvah and you follow these mitzvahs, you are like at Har Sinai, coming close to me. At the same time, the Chof HaDimyon reminds us that there's so much more to see, so much more to understand, so much more to ultimately comprehend. And it's endless, it's eternal. And then let's continue here in the Me'ah Shalach. He says, "V'zeh she'nismach maimer lo'yisa'as l'cha pesel." And that's why after Anoichi, the next mitzvah is lo'yisa'as l'cha pesel. V'yisa b'zayir HaKadosh, mishum d'chziv psal l'cha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does tell Moshe, psal l'cha, meaning to fashion luchos. And he uses the same words. So how can you say psal l'cha if there's a mitzvah loisasa l'cha pesel? So the Zohar HaKadosh says, well, that's exactly why it says loisasa l'cha pesel. Because psal l'cha means to create a Torah that's genuine. Loisasa l'cha pesel means don't misshape that Torah, be true to it, don't change it. Don't misrepresent it. Al kein nemar loisas l'cha pesel, v'loisavid l'cha eiraisa eichera. Don't make another Torah. Don't change the Torah. Don't add to it. Don't take away from it. Don't alter it at all. It is perfect. And as difficult as it is for you to understand it, to grasp it, as hard as it is for you to fully come to know it, but don't say it is something which it isn't. It's very difficult. And it's a lifetime, and it's an endless work. It's eternal. But still, try to find it, and find it in its truth. Don't accept anything but the truth. A chiddush also has to be truth. A chiddush simply means that it's a truth that has been discovered, but it was always there. If it's a nice vort, but it's not true, so that's not in the spirit of really discovering the truth that is Torah. V'hinyan b'zeh ki milas pesel hu davar mechutach b'mida v'ketzev. Pesel means something that's carved out perfectly and fully. You know, when you chisel and you make an image, you don't take more away than you have to, and you don't leave anything. It's perfect. And it's complete. It's mechutach, meaning it's cut just right, b'mida, with measure, and all of its correct dimensions. U'b'hashlamo. B'li chesron shum davar ba'olam. Without missing anything. It's complete and perfect. V'zois eino nimtza rak b'teiras Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom. There's nothing that's complete and true but the Torah. P'salacha. That's what you're able to. Luchais, it's complete and perfect. But leisasel chapesel, don't think that you can create anything else that's perfect, and you cannot replace the Torah in any way or any part of it, because it is perfect and whole. It is whole, and therefore it cannot be added to, it cannot be diminished. Aval b'seichel anushi, what human beings are able to think of, what human beings are able to contrive, imagine, and create, it's impossible, no matter what system of law you want to create, perfection will never exist. A perfection in concept and in law and in truth is Hashem Echad and His Torah. Anything else that a human being plans and creates, no matter how good, virtuous it's going to be, imperfect. And he gives an example from the Gemara, actually, Medrash Rabbah. K'medi Isa in Rus Rabbah, Parsha Gimel. Sha'amale Kesal Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. The Caesar said to Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, Gamani yochel ases Torah k'meisha. I can also make a Torah. V'gozar. So he passed a law. Shelo yivaru esh gimel yamin. He says, let there be no candles lit anywhere for 3 days. V'soich kain, meanwhile, during one of these 3 days, where he passed a law, where no one should light a candle, Ra Ashan Yotzei Mibayis Echad, he saw smoke curling out of a chimney, coming out of a house. So he says to the Kesar, what happened to your law? You created a law and it's not quite perfect. It's not happening the way you wanted it. V'heshiv le'akesar, the Kesar says, Kisar Echad, one of his ministers, Chala, he got sick. He had to allow him to cook or to warm the home. He had to let him light the fire. So, it's true. Of course, we have laws, and then there seem to be exceptions, so to speak, that if somebody's not well, as in the case of the Sar, who wasn't well, so you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to light the fire. If it's pikuach nefesh, achachiluk. But the difference is, ki amachal Shabbos al pikuach nefesh, ainu misnaged l'terasein of akdoisha. The Torah says v'chay b'hem. When there are those moments where the Torah's mitzvah is not to be accomplished, there's a different mitzvah, and it's all in the Torah. The Torah tells us that this is the case. Every contingency is covered. This too has been commanded us. That pikuach nefesh is derech Shabbos. V'chein b'kol makom shehu eis lasas l'Hashem. Any time that there has to be a change from the norm, nirmaz hatzivoy, there is a remez, there's a hint to the fact that we have been commanded as it says in Tehillim, Eis La'asois La'ashem Hefei Rusor Asacha. So the tzivui of Hatzivui Shel Hefei Rusor Asacha is built into every mitzvah. And that's part of the way in which every mitzvah is perfect, and the sum total of 613 mitzvahs is a perfect whole. V'lchein ha-Torah kalelis, the Torah includes kol haraf tekois, all possible combinations. You know, today there's a concept of all possible combinations and how they can be applied. We use the word algorithm. Right? The Torah includes every possibility, and the truth that is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's truth about how this world was created and how therefore it is to be populated and how we are to live in this world, all possibilities sheyavru, all of them are included in the truth that is Torah. Va'ira, the light of Torah, makif kol ha'ifanim, it encompasses all circumstances. V'chol ha'ishavois she'ef shel ha'ishavois, anything that could ever happen, any possibility, anything you can imagine, is covered by the mitzvah satayra. That's why when innovations and technologies come up with things that you and I have never seen, we're never scared to say, okay, well, we'll understand it, and we'll come to terms with that Torah we know, and we'll understand what it is and what it isn't, and what to do and what not to do, and how it is to be lived with, and what it can be used for, and when it can be used. So electricity was probably one of the most astounding discoveries, and then most powerful tools, this kind of energy. And what was it? And there was a good deal of discussion. And it took quite a while for us to understand it, but we now know how and what electricity is, according to halacha, and what it is to be done with, and what it can be used for, what it can't be used for, when, particularly Shabbos, Yom Tov. And there's no problem. There's nothing that you could imagine that the Torah would not be able to address, because the full truth of Torah, therefore, is that its perfection encompasses every possible conceivable circumstance, invention, discovery, anything in this universe. V'zeh ein b'koyach shum adam l'aseis. This, to have an ideal set of laws and a response to anything and everything that could ever happen in the world, that's not something that's humanly conceivable. It's not accomplishable by a human being. Meaning, the Zohar is saying, do it right. In the mitzvah saseh, do them right. Explain them correctly. Understand them. Don't misrepresent them. And don't create new mitzvahs. Don't create something that's really not a mitzvah saseh and claim that somehow that's a new mitzvah, because that's a pesel. L'sasa l'cha pesel. Psal l'cha means there is a proper pesel. There is a perfect Torah. L'sasa l'cha pesel means don't misrepresent it by creating something new or adding to it something that's completely incorrect or fallacious. And then when it says v'chol temuna, an image that's not true, a picture that's not even a similitude, but a misrepresentation, hu b'mitzvahs or b'mitzvahs loisaseh. Loisaseh l'cha pesel is that you shall create only the right Torah, psal l'cha, shnei luchai savani, and everything that's true, but not something that's not true and that doesn't belong. And then kol temuna, saying a picture of what? Of something that's untrue? That's a violation. That's a loisase. Ki le niglu la'adam shum davar ad tachlisai. Because nothing is known to us fully and completely. All we can try to do is mine the treasure of truth that is Torah. But what we are able to see and what we are able to understand will always be only a glimpse And we should, however, continue to study and try to discover the truths that are Torah, but don't create something that really isn't genuine. Don't replace, chalila, what we are not able to discover with something which we create and with something that's untrue. So, this is a very profound idea, yet it's very basic to what Matan Torah was all about. The Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, basically, we have to know that it's eternal. You have to know what you're seeing today, what I'm giving you, is just the beginning. And wherever you're up to, however far you've come, it's just the beginning. And the other side of the coin, therefore, is that you are not to create something of your own making. And that when you do mitzvahs and when you study Torah, you should be really struggling to obtain as much of you can of the truth, to arrive at the emes of whatever it is that you're doing, studying whatever mitzvah you want to know and understand, but you want to get to its emes. You want to get to its essence. Don't settle for something that's perhaps not really the truth of what Hashem wants. So that's an idea expressed in Leisasa L'chapesa, L'chol Temuna. It doesn't just mean literally not to create an idolatrous image. It means be true to the Torah, be true to the mitzvahs, aseh and loisaseh, and don't in any way corrupt, change, or think that you can or have achieved a nuance that is different from what Hashem wants. If you have, then that's not Torah, and that's not Emes. It's an absolute sheker. And this is what our work is supposed to be. Our work is supposed to be this dedication to finding the true image. That psalucha, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, which is, there's a perfect Torah, the full Torah, that's what we're supposed to be discovering. Every nook and cranny and every nuance and all the exact measure of the truth that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sharing with Moshe Rabbeinu, but nothing but the truth.